Hey, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
And okay, so we have something exciting to announce, which is that we are rebranding this podcast called A Wild and Mindful Mess, because my book should be coming out this year. And we didn't want it to be confused with the podcast, thinking that a podcast things in it. And we just wanted to make it separate. So you will see it's A Wild and Mindful Mess by Love Her, Leave Her Wild. It's still in the family, but yes. So we have a new logo. It's awesome. I love it so much. Kaylin got it for us from an artist. Our first picture together. It's super cute. Oh my God. So yes, now it's called A Wild and Mindful Mess. So it's allows for people to understand kind of what we're about, which is, what did you say? We're like a talk show.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. It's a talk show. Yeah. So we need to have more guests on. It's been a minute.
I have only been a guest.
You're a co-host.
I have only been a guest with you. I have never been your co-host with a guest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm going to need to bring a guest on soon. So I will work on that and we will co-host with the guest. So welcome to A Wild and Mindful Mess, season 3, episode 1.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Oh, whoa. So wait, we change it and now we get the woohoos?
Just that one time. That's it.
Okay. Well,
I'm just doing the kickoff.
I appreciate it. So now we have that out of the way. This week's topic is victim mentality.
Get your body chalk.
Okay. So I'm going to read a little bit. The victim mentality rests on 3 key beliefs. Bad things happen and will keep happening. Other people or circumstances are to blame. Any efforts to create change will fail. So there's no point in trying. The idea of victim mentality is thrown around a lot in pop culture, in casual conversation, to refer to people who seem to wallow in negativity and force it upon others. And let me tell you, I know a few people like that in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What?
Everyone takes advantage of them.
Yeah.
Because they're so kind.
Mine's more like, oh, this happens to me all of the time. this just happens to me. I'm like, it doesn't happen. You choose this life. So
it's like everything is an attack. Everything mm-hmm. is against them. Life happens at them.
Yeah.
To them.
Yes.
It's sad. It sounds exhausting.
One main sign Botnick suggests is a lack of accountability. And ain't that right? Preach, brother. This might involve placing blame elsewhere, making excuses, not taking responsibility, and reacting to most life hurdles with, it's not my fault. Bad things really do happen, often to people who've done nothing to deserve them. It's understandable that people who face one difficulty after another may start to believe the world's out to get them, but many situations do involve varying degrees of personal responsibility. Mm-hmm.
So it's easier. It's just easier to be the victim, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't take responsibility for yourself, then who yeah. else?
Yeah, it's always someone else. It's, you know, and then, yeah, the accountability part to me is one that a couple people in my life struggle with. There's nothing harder for me than to be around someone who's constantly negative.
Yes, I agree.
It's like an Eeyore. Womp, womp. all the time. Oh, I can't believe this happened to me.
It could just always be worse. Like, shut up. That's just how I see it, is that there's always a worse situation than yours. So just stop.
Yeah. I mean,
or what'd you do? Like, that's kind of like, what'd you do in this situation? Because you have certain people in your life too that like repetitively set themselves up for failure. Because if they can set themselves up for failure, then when it fails, it's like, poor woe, it's me. That's what my mom used to call it. Is poor woe, it's me like a real thing, or did my mom make that up?
I mean, there's a saying that says, woe, it's
okay.
me.
Okay.
Woe, okay. Woe is me.
Oh, okay. See?
Woe is me.
She would say, poor woe is me, is what she would say. Mm-hmm. Poor woe is me.
Yeah, the saddest violin to ever play, whatever. Yeah, so negative self-talk and sabotage, they can't, feeling victimized can contribute to the beliefs such as, everything bad happens to me. I can't do anything about it, so why try? I deserve the bad things that happen to me. No one cares about me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And now I'm thinking of two specific people. How about you?
Oh, I've got handful, bukus.
No, I'm sorry, four specific people.
Oh, I can name, yeah, like, I don't even know. A lot.
I try not to have them in my life.
Like, I have just gotten to the point now. I was literally having a conversation with a friend of mine before we got up here, who, she has set herself up for failure yet again in a relationship. They break up, even though she knew it was coming. She didn't want to be with this person anymore, but poor woe is me. Poor woe is me. It's like, wah, wah, wah. And I'm like, but you did this to yourself.
Yeah.
Because you knew that this relationship wasn't going anywhere. You knew that this was a dead end. You continued to invest in it so that you would then have something to lose, all because you have, like, you get your worth from helping people. So that's like one check off, like, you know, that's a point for them because now they feel worthy. And then when it fails, it's like another point for them because now they're the victim of a situation that they created anyway, but at least they're still the victim because they couldn't help it.
Well, I do think that there's, okay, so for me, in my head, there's a difference between someone who's just going through a rough time and is kind of like, this sucks, and then someone who just lives their lives in this mentality, mm-hmm. right? Because I tend to once in a while get into the like, oh, poor me. My therapist points it out, which it doesn't happen often, but two, I'm just like, okay, but this is shitty. So I should be allowed to have these feelings and they're valid, but mm-hmm. I do take accountability for any actions that I take, but I will tell myself like, okay, am I saying poor me? And again, that's okay if you do it once in a while, because sometimes shit does suck, but this, I think we're both talking about someone who lives in this mentality.
Yeah,
every single day.
Oh, this is like the fourth relationship that I've been friends with this person that I've witnessed them do this with. But back up where you said that I'm allowed to have these feelings because this is shitty and, you know, whatever. And so therefore my feelings are valid. So if, what makes you feel like they're not valid? Because she doesn't give into them. Maybe she's trying to teach you that you can have valid feelings without.
I was telling her about a rough week I had.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you remember that week. I had shit going on with Felicity school. I was really sick. Something else happened. It was just
where I was like, you can just yell at me if you want to.
Yeah. And so I was telling her, she said, okay, what's been going on? So I was telling her what happened. And then her first thing was, okay, so I'm kind of hearing a little bit of poor me. And I was just like, yeah, but I mean, it was a shitty week and I had to deal all by myself. But
right.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know what the right answer is, y'all. I just don't.
I was just wondering, because I hear people say that all the time when we talk about toxic positivity, and they're always like, but those feelings are valid. And I'm like, but I never said that they won't.
Yeah.
I was just curious if you had a reason, because, you know, sometimes you have reasons for things. So I was just wondering.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
I mean,
like, if there was a reason why people say that, like, is there a reason why people say that they should be able to have, they should be able to talk about those feelings because they're valid? Like, she didn't say that they weren't valid. So I was just curious as to why people feel that way. Oh,
why? I assumed that.
Yeah. Like, she didn't say that they're not valid feelings. She was just like, moving on.
I mean, as much as, no, see, what's good about her is she could say, okay, I'm kind of hearing poor me here. This is how we reframe your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So then we work on how to reframe my mindset. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she does give me tools. She doesn't just say, don't be a victim. So, but yeah, I mean, there's the part of me that's definitely like, okay, fuck you. That was a hard fucking week. Let me have it.
But she did. You see what I'm saying? Like, she didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm trying.
No. Okay. So that's what she, so are you saying now you feel like you saying that is also a victim thing?
Yeah. Because then again.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So this whole concept is something she's trying to get rid of, basically. Like, she's trying to help you work through.
She's trying to, don't get me wrong. Please don't think that I walk around with a victim mentality, because I don't. It's just when hard things happen. It's not even like
to talk about it.
Yeah. I never say like, this all happens to me. It's more of like, oh, I'm really overwhelmed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And but then another shitty thing happened or whatever. And then I thought to myself, okay, well, you know, I'm hearing, oh, poor me again in my head. How am I going to reframe this?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's helping. I'm more cognizant, but it doesn't, I do have to remember, like you said, I do have to remember someone is saying that it's not poor me. It doesn't mean that my feeling wasn't valid, that being overwhelmed wasn't valid for me, because it was, and I was very overwhelmed.
Right. I mean, it's a lot too, like, because when I have an overwhelming week or a day or a situation, regardless of what it is, I have someone to talk to here, to suck, like, endure the suck with me, regardless, you know what I mean? Like, if it's shitty, it's shitty, but he's here to live out the shitty time with me, even if he doesn't want to be here, or even if I don't want to be here. And that makes a big difference. So I think a lot of times I wonder if it's like, it instantly feels invalid or not validated, because it's like, again, I'm feeling this way and nobody is telling me that they give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just want someone
to just feel it with you.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now I got it.
In your space with you, with it, you know? And sometimes it feels super lonely.
Right.
But, it has helped me reframe. So I guess in the big scheme of things, when we're talking about, okay, so if you suffer from victim mentality,
mm-hmm.
you can reframe your thoughts. First of all, let me rewind back an episode or two, maybe it was last week, I don't remember now. No, the week before, about manifesting. If you keep saying you're having a bad day or have a mm-hmm. bad year or bad whatever, you're gonna keep having it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's your schema of everything bad happens to me and your little schema, and then everything fucking fits into it. So stop. You need to step back. Stop doing the what ifs. That's what I always do. Like, what if? Because what, like, what if I don't get a job and I lose my house?
Bitch, no.
Then you should reframe that by saying, what if I do get a job and everything's fine? So, I mean, you just have to reframe your thoughts. You have to stop yourself and reframe them.
I'm uncomfortable with hearing those words.
What? I'm making an example.
I understand. Example.
Example.
Oh my God.
We have not been drinking.
That's the problem.
I just made an example. What aren't you comfortable with?
I didn't like hearing those words. Okay.
About losing your house?
Stop. Yes. Shh. Just keep going.
Ain't nobody going to lose their house.
I know this because I've been saying that.
I was just using an example. I was not saying that's what was actually happening to me.
I just want to hear you say example again.
Example. I can actually say example, but it came out that
way.
I like it. Now we're always going to say example.
Like a wheeze. My God. Okay. So I got you. Now I understand. I've always wondered why people said that. Like,
said what?
The whole, but my feelings are valid. And I'm like, but, and I always thought that to myself is like, but I didn't say that they won't. So I was just trying to understand the reason why that statement is necessary to think like my feelings are valid is because I could never understand that. Like I never, maybe It's because I hold my feelings in all the time.
Well, you do.
I understand every time. That.
How's everything going? No. Let me reenact a conversation between you and I. Hey, so how's everything going? Fine.
Fine. Is your medicine working?
Yeah. Fine. She feels fine. Okay. It's always fine. How's everything going? What's going on? Fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
Chelsea listens. She's going to be like, I know. Like she cannot stand it when I say it's fine.
I actually, my friends would tell you the same thing about me. They hate when I say I'm fine. I told you, Jamie wanted to get a shirt for me that said, I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Cause that's what I would say, because I'm just basically trying to tell myself everything's going to be fine out loud. I think it's not even to a specific thing though. Like if I'm hey, I just found out that I'm getting divorced, and then Jamie or you would be like, are you okay? And I'll be like, I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. But you are an everyday basis type of person. Like, hey, how you doing? Fine. Fine. I'm trying to use a country accent. Fine. Fine. How you been? Fine.
It's good. Because then when I'm old, you know how like people, you know, so now I'll say I'm fine, but when I'm 90 and you ask me, how am I doing? What about if I turn into like, well, I was doing fine until yesterday and it's like, I've got this laundry. It's like, you'll never ask me again how I'm doing. That's what I'm going to start doing. Actually, from now on, when y'all ask me how I'm doing, I'm going to tell you everything.
We'll see how long that lasts. Because that's how you go about like not letting people in is by saying fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's fine.
I mean, it is. Yeah. It is because it is what it is.
And it's so dismissive too.
I acknowledge it. I know when I'm not okay, but like at the end of the day, I guess it's just like, I've got to be fine with it.
Regardless. But I mean, it doesn't even have to be about a specific thing. Like, hey, how you doing today? How's everything going?
Fine. Oh, you mean like I'm never great just or I'm never.
General. You're never anything. It's always fine.
That's even funnier.
Yeah. So I'm like, why can't you just say like, oh, yeah, it's been a pretty good day. La, 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 la. No. And then people could absolutely think like, okay, maybe she's pissed or annoyed at me because it's literally just fun. Fun.
I'm just realizing this about myself. Like, I'm like shaking my head. Yeah. Because I'm like, I really do that. Maybe that's why people don't like me.
They do like you. It's just like, okay. And then here's the thing that you should know. This whole podcast episode has gone off on the rails, but it is what it is. Let's just roll with it. Another thing is, I say, you know, oh, you say, yeah, it's fine. Everything's fine. And then you're like, how are you? And then I tell you like a normal person what's going on, even if it's just general shit or whatever it may be. Then it seems like I am complaining or talking too much because it's just like, okay, she never tells me anything like specifically. And so I tell her specific things, and it's like, is she like watching the text messages just like come in, just be like, fuck, dude, all you had to say was fine.
No, I don't feel that way at all. I like when I ask how you're doing or like how was your day, like I genuinely want to know.
I do too.
Good point. Okay, fair. I'm sorry.
There's nothing worse like than a conversation ender.
Damn.
Fine. Okay. It's not like good. It's not bad. It's nothing. That's nothing.
That's good though, because like that I've reached a neutral state.
No, neutral is not a good state to be in.
I'm probably nothing like neutral at all. I don't feel like that.
But that's, like I said, this is just everyday stuff. This is not even, and God forbid you are going through anything and someone asks you how you're doing. Oh, I'm fine. Everything's going to be fine.
I'm not the victim. Like, I mean, at least I'm not like, well, since you asked.
That's nobody, not being a victim. See?
Nobody else is ever going to ask me how I'm doing.
No. See? 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 This is. Mm-mm. There's a difference between being the victim and just saying, hey, this shit is going on in my life.
Yeah.
Like, you see it the same way.
No, I don't. I'm using that as an example.
I fucking hate you.
Where like, I mean, I could come up. Everybody has something negative that they could say every day. Like something negative happens in their life or around them every day. So I could just be like,
I mean, no one's asking you to talk about all of the negative things that happen to you every day.
But if I was a victim, if I had the victim.
Yes. If you had the victim mentality, then everything is terrible all of the time. You're going to talk about, and this is why gratitude is something that you should have. Because people with the victim mentality tend to look at all of the things that they don't have. And if you have gratitude, you look at all the things that you do have as blessing. And it really changes your mind. So reframe the way you think and have gratitude. And I really think that'll help. Now, if you're someone who loves someone or is around someone with a victim mentality,
there's good qualities about them.
Let's hear them.
Well, I feel like one is that victims are, they want to be like, they love honesty. A lot of times it's not that they blatantly lie. It's that they will manipulate things in order to become the victim. So I feel like they do love honesty. They want to be a trustworthy person. So they're going to hold out their promises to you. Like they will actually put effort into you if you're in a relationship with this person. I have a friend like this, always the victim. But
I lived this life, and that is not true on my end.
Really?
Like the person that I was in a relationship with who lived and died by victim mentality was fucking miserable. And that's it. Everything was bad.
I was married to someone like that previously. Everything bad. Everything.
There was nothing good about it. There was nothing good. It sucked me into a black hole. And not that I started playing the victim or anything like that. I just lost some of my spark.
Yeah. Because they suck the life out of you.
They do. It's like a rain cloud.
Very exhausting. But again, people with the victim mentality can exist on the spectrum of humanity from either extreme or not extreme at all and still have that victim mentality. So that is one thing that maybe the victim you love, since you're probably the only person in the world that cares about them. maybe they're honest people at least.
Yeah, or they tell themselves that you don't care about them. That you don't care if they die. Those are my favorite, the dramatic victims.
R.I.P.
Yeah. And in that case, like, I really feel as though you need to put your own mental health first.
Yes, agreed.
And so if you do feel like you're kind of being sucked into that black hole, it's time to maybe take some space.
Unless they're your spouse, then what? Tell them to get out of your space. No, don't take any marital advice from me.
Me either. I'm not trying to.
Maybe our next episode could be we're married to the victim. You're with the victim.
I didn't say anything about being married. I said a relationship.
In a relationship with the victim. Mm-hmm. No, I was saying that okay. They could, and you said take some space, and I'm you saying if they were married.
Example.
Yeah, an example, yeah. Like, yes, you can get some space from them unless you're married to them or you live under the same roof as them. Then what? Therapy.
Therapy. Therapy. I don't
seek a professional.
Seek a professional, yeah. And you know, if you guys can't get through that, if it's still that situation, I don't know, man. I am not a good marital advice type of person. I mean,
but your space can come from taking space from that person could be getting up earlier in the morning or going to bed later at night.
But that would
suck.
Having
time to yourself.
Yes. But it would still suck. Like, I really hope that person changes. And if they don't, then I hope maybe you get a divorce or break
up. Cheers to that.
Because life is too short to hope someone will change.
They'll stunt your growth. Mm. They will completely stunt your growth.
That is the life. In my relationship, yes, it was like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I was not who I was. I lost myself completely in that relationship.
Right.
Being drained.
And it's hard to show up in other areas of your life to you when that is the kind of person that you, whether it's a friend, a family member, whatever, yeah. It doesn't really matter. If you invest a lot of time and energy into that kind of person and that kind of relationship, and it is draining like that, it's going to take away from other areas of your life. Like, it's going to, because you still have that same capacity. Like, yeah. There's still a cutoff. RIP.
Yeah, exactly. Take the scissors. Done. I mean, that's something I have learned, is that life is too short to deal with it. Like, I really, yeah, I wasn't myself. It was awful. It was awful. And I never want to be sucked into that black hole again. So, I mean, you do you, and I hope you go to therapy and
get some Lexapro. I hope you do both.
But you, if you are that person, I really do hope you reframe your thoughts and seek out some therapy and have gratitude. And if you will love someone that's like that, well, for your sake, I hope that they change and get some help. And if not, then, you know, sometimes you got to look at yourself and do the strong thing to get yourself out of the black hole that is victim mentality. So really looking forward to what you guys have to say on this episode. It was quite interesting. We are sponsored by Love Her, Leave Her Wild, the upcoming ebook from me, Dear Mom, an organization that supports mothers with children with Down syndrome, and Ruby's Rainbow, an organization that raises money to send adults with Down syndrome to college. Don't forget to review and rate our podcast on Apple Podcasts. That would be amazing. And I think those are all of the announcements. That was a great episode.
Thank you and good night.
What is it? Good night and good luck?
I don't know.
Good night and good luck. There's a movie. You're probably too young. Now I sound old. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.